Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Goodness, thank you so much for having me, and thank you. I'm excited.
My pleasure's true. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about you, spirituality plays a strong essence of who you are, your faith, and having balance in your life. And I'm truly impressed with that, because in this industry, you have to have a balance, because it can be a roller coaster ride. And I wanted you to speak to the listeners out there. How is your faith, having a strong family, has enabled you to maintain an equal balance in your professional and also your personal life?
Right. Honestly, it's really just going through personal experiences. And I honestly, just to be honest with you and the listeners, I should be dead right now. And
right.
And the only reason I'm not is because, you know, my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm able to have a personal experience with him and him coming into my heart and actually just feeling the room that I was in at the time when I had this experience. When you just have that personal relationship and you know he's the only one who saved you from these horrific events, that just makes it made my faith just stronger, and it made me realize, like, okay, God, you really do have my back. Like, you're not sitting here twiddling your fingers while I'm sitting here going through
right.
what I'm going through, you know.
Right, absolutely. Man, growth is always the process of anything you do in life. How have you seen your growth manifest in the last 2 years?
My growth has manifested, honestly, just going through relationships and family and reading books and reading the Bible and just looking up to role models as well and just wanting to be better, and also coming up in a family where we didn't have much. All we had was
right.
our faith. You know, you really have no choice but to grow. And I actually, you know, always kind of question, well, why wasn't I one who had the famous dad or the family that had the money, but it's like, okay, well, God chose me to be a testimony to other people, because there are other people out there like me who are trying to get out of the same situations or worse or whatnot. And honestly, the growth in the last 3 years had just been a tremendous change for me, and I had to go through some things for the growth to happen, and I'm actually glad they did happen.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're never down, how are you going to ever know what it's like to get back up?
Exactly.
And it makes you stronger, and it makes you more appreciative of what you have. Now, I've had an opportunity to listen to some earlier recordings from you, and I must say, my love, your vocals have improved greatly. I mean, tremendously greatly. What have you been doing as far as working on your vocals and also working on as far as actually taking your songwriting to another level?
One of my best friends named Marquise Rashad, who actually wrote Right There in All to Me, it actually took him to say, you know, you're better than this. Because when I would come to the studio, I would be very timid, and I would write songs all the time before I moved to Atlanta, and I was very timid, very scared of the mic. Whenever I got around him, you know, that's one of my best friends, so I was natural. He was like, you need to transfer all that to the mic, because people aren't hearing that on the record. And honestly, it really just took him to push me. And he really taught me a lot through songwriting and also just being an artist and making sure that it transfers to the mic, because that's what people are going to be listening to. And also studying people who came before me, as in songwriting, or like Rico Love or Beyonce, as in performing, you know, stuff like that. So that's basically what I've been doing thus far.
You know, it takes a very special person to show a sense of vulnerability, relatable vulnerability, where there are listeners out there can say, you know what, everything that she's singing about or she's giving a testimony about, I've been through, or I'm experiencing that right now. Mm-hmm. What has it meant to you to have so many listeners and supporters who not only love your music, but they love what you represent as a young woman in the community?
Oh, man. I honestly just hope I could inspire and just save somebody's life. And because I know at one point I thought nobody cared, and I thought that I wasn't beautiful, and I thought that I was too big or whatever the case was, because I'm not a skinny girl. Like, if I eat a piece of pizza, you know, my arms are going to be too huge. You know, I have to be on a strict diet for me to just maintain my weight. But it's like, that's real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to realize, like, I'm a real person, and it means so much for them to take the time out to listen to my music and to hear my story. I just want them to know that I'm going to continue to be real and continue to be, you know, this person that they can look up to whenever they need somebody to say that you're beautiful and somebody cares.
You know, I find it interesting and very telling what you just said as far as being on a strict diet, being managing what you eat. And I find it just because what I see now, especially in today's society, that everything that a woman of color, that she has been given naturally, you have other people from other nationalities will pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to have what you have naturally.
Right.
Do you think the music industry in general has put a certain criteria as far as how a woman should look in order to be successful in the music industry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they do. I mean, just me being a dancer, they say that you should have this, you should have that. If you're Jill Scott, you don't have to have, you know, a flat stomach, or you don't have to do this. And I'm like, you know what? I forgot what the artist was named, but she's a plus-size woman. She's a singer, but she also dances. And I praise her. So I'm like, she doesn't have a six-pack. She shows her stomach. Like, she's doing it. But I really feel like, yes, the industry does put stipulations on what artists should be and what they should have if they're in this genre or if they're trying to represent a certain thing. It's just like, you know what, whoever you are, there's going to be a demographic for that, what you're trying to portray. So if you're a woman who wants to dance and you're plus size, rock it. Don't be scared just because somebody say you should do this or you should do that. Like, no, I feel like us as women need to really stick to our guns and just rock what you have.
Absolutely.
But that's where mental diseases come from.
Really?
Mental diseases come from that. You got to be careful.
It is. And the amount of bullying that we see because, you know, you're either too small, too big, too short, too tall, and you develop a complex where you lose self-respect for yourself because you don't know how to love yourself. And I heard you speak about that earlier. Now being able to be satisfied and love who you are as a person, that you had an opportunity to speak to quite a few people and help a lot of people. What have you learned over the years as far as to take a lot of your personal trials and tribulations that you have been through, where you've been able to apply it to your music?
Right. Honestly, the reaction I get from my music, when people hear it, they're like, it's so relatable. One thing that when we did the video for Right There, I'm actually a domestic violence survivor, and I was very, very nervous on putting the symbolism of domestic violence in the video. When people watch it, you'll see that I'm looking in the mirror and I have like this really big bruise on my shoulder, which symbolizes domestic violence or whatever. But it's like, it's real. People are going through it. And I'm excited to share those testimonies and share that, like I said before, that I'm a real person and I go through these real situations, and me not having my dad, this is the result of it, and this is how I came out of it. And I'm excited to be able to help people. And I think one thing for me, I can't listen to anybody if you haven't been through it. Like, you're trying to give me advice, but you didn't go through it. You know, I think that's one thing about me that probably can kind of stand out. When you do listen to my music, like, oh, she's been through this. So it makes it even more real. It makes me even want to even listen to her music even more because she's for real.
This is true. I totally agree. It's more relatable when you say, well, you know what, she's actually been through it. But that person is actually experienced, so they can relate what I've been through.
Right.
Musically, at the end of the day, it is a business, and Gloria Prince is a brand. How far-reaching would you like to see your brand expand as far as not just music, as far as modeling, also possibly television, and also movies?
Well, definitely. One thing I believe is don't limit yourself. And I wish I would have told myself that coming out of high school and pursuing music, because I do dance, I do act, I do all these things. And one thing I would say to the listeners, like, don't limit yourself. You have all these talents, go for it. If you can balance it, do it. And I know for sure for me, I hope that music takes me into movies. I've always wanted to be the girl in Step Up who was the lead actress. Doing the dancing and acting. I always wanted to be Tyler Perry films or even his plays and commercials, most definitely. I mean, anything that God has a plan for me to do, I'm ready to do it.
Now, I said I was going to tease you a little bit that my staff had brought something to my attention. And they said, Teddy Bear, do you know Gloria is quite a gymnast? I said, I'm sorry, what? She's quite a what? Wait a minute. I said, she's quite a gymnast. I said, what do you mean? She's a gymnast. So I said, okay, when I get her on the show, I'm going to have to ask her about this. Now, I've seen a video of you doing backflips and okay. I need to know. When do you have time to sit, to perform, to get in the studio, and also do gymnastics at the same time? Where do you find time to do this?
I think when we take the kids to the trampoline park, that's my time to shine. But you know what? It's a great workout. I've actually said that I actually want to go back to the tumbling gym and actually make it a part of my workout because it's great.
Really?
It's great for toning. Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put that in the back of my mind because, yeah, I need to move some of this spare tire. The teddy bear is cuddling
me. Oh,
by
no. Great.
Hey, you know, I work at it, my love. I work at it. I definitely work at it. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does. We give you Ruby.
That's all that matters.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for being joined by the super talented, of course, Gloria Prince. Right there. What does right there mean for Gloria Prince?
Right there means to me is basically when I get ready to love you the way you need to be loved, that you'll still be there waiting for me and when I come out of this this dark hole that I'm in. So that's what right there means.
Now, what I get in the conversation I've had a pleasure with having with you, that you have so many different layers to your personality. Someone that's very straightforward, but at the same time can be somewhat shy and timid.
Yes.
You have a part that likes to laugh and be jokey and have fun, which is a beautiful aspect of a personality because you have to, sometimes it's just best not to take things so seriously and take it to the heart because again, it's about keeping a balance and maintaining a balance. But I was going to ask you that you bless us with a slice of cheesecake with right there. What can we or when can we expect an album or an EP?
Yes, so the EP, so we're looking, I would say around the third quarter, like fall time for the EP. We're looking to getting some exclusive supporters to come out and do like a listening session so they can kind of pick the songs from the EP or whatnot. And then once we do that, we're gonna wrap it up really good for you guys and then we're gonna release it. It's gonna be really, really, I'm excited about it.
Well, hopefully you will do a showcase. I mean, that would help out immensely.
Oh yes. Gloria Prince brings a show every time. I don't mind doing a show.
Lord have mercy, you heard it here first. What can I say, family? She is multi-talented, and let's get into it. The latest hit single from that super talented Gloria Prince, of course, right there, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I'm doing the best I can.
Mercy, right there from the super talented Gloria Prince. In the zone of Latino Radio. Remember, family, the new single is available on iTunes and also on Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Gloria's official website at www.GloriaPrince.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram, IAM_Glow, and also Twitter at Twitter.com/GloriaPrince with TVs. Yes, Lord. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know. And hopefully soon, since you're right here in the backyard in the great state of Texas, which is always a beautiful thing. Yes, it is. We'll come down here to the studio very soon. When you're ready, whatever you need to put together a showcase, the teddy bear will help in any way he possibly can. I love what you're doing. Stay positive and much continued success, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Just hey, be careful with the tumbling, okay? Unless you're trying to put in limits. I'm just going to eat.
Oh, no, that's locked in the bag. Don't worry.
All right. I want to hear that. All right, my love. Stay sweet.
Yes, sir.
All right. The very talented Gloria Prince here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, let your first move be your best move. Get that new hit single on Spotify and also on iTunes. Support. It's all about supporting. Not mediocre, not so-so, but phenomenal music is definitely a beautiful thing. Yeah, on a candy-coated Friday afternoon. Well, I got you here. You know, I got to pay a little two, pay some bills. That's what we need to do, but it's okay. In the meantime, let's step back in time with a little bit of Glenn Lewis. Lord have mercy. Don't you forget it. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
When you used to know, many dreams since then you've had them come and gone. The time I show, but stress, don't you let it, don't you forget. Trust you'll find your way to love. Hope is what your heart is made of. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. And that little girl, hold on to your world. First when life was dark, understanding what it means to have God. Nothing but your heavy, broken heart. Memory of what used to be. Where change comes responsibility. Don't forget where you are, ain't where you've been. Life's lessons then made you into one man. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. Well, that little girl, hold on to your world. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. Well, that little girl, hold on to your world. Capture your peace. and sunshine comes in, everything will be okay. Don't you think you're afraid? No, 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 no. Don't you be afraid, no, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, no, 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 no. Hey, baby, you're gonna be okay. Don't you be afraid, no. No.
place work at LOTL, the comfort zone, and last but certainly not least, as we go into the stratosphere of Instagram, as at Instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. Lord have mercy. And here's the latest from Tony Jenkins from the upcoming EP, A Life to Remember with Barbarians. Here in the zone of LOTL.
A classic, and at the same time, progressive. Please listen carefully.
Hit it.
Take a look around. The circus lost a few clowns. Now they miss on the streets. A constant shape, impossible feats. Greatest kind of hair. Stories they tell as they need a quick stand. Got the whole world shook. No way we let them off the hook.
I've got stories I ain't ever told. Spent millions all around this globe. Had women at my beck and calling. Yesterday, that's what they call balling.
I did things most men could only dream of. No boasting, just a testament to what I've done. But everything I did in my time is so insignificant till you came into my life.
You're making this a life to remember.
Hey. Believe, baby, I'm done with.
Straight home after work, no regrets. I'm good.
If life dealt me the same hand, best laid plan for me. Cause all I've been through
led me to you in this changed man.
If there's anything you want or need, all you have to do is ask me. Oh, and keep doing what you do. You're every exception to the rule.
You're making this a life to remember.
It's a life to remember.
For me, this is a life to remember.
I'm saying.
don't you ever go.
Do you feel I need to really stay?
Don't you ever leave.
Detroit City, nearly 50 years ago, kind of sounded something like this.
Snap your fingers, stomp your feet, get to the rhythm of Marvin and me. Everybody clap, I'm gonna take you back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, baby, come here and let me caress you.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious weekend, Lord have mercy.
fans and listeners, yeah, the Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Monday, May the 15th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome Naya, as we have the pleasure of debuting her latest, actually her new debut, her latest debut, I'm getting it right, her debut album called I, yeah. Featuring the new hit single from that album, Sideline, featuring Jasmine Sullivan. So that'll be Monday, 10 Central, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Lord have mercy. To get the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at LOTL, the comfort zone, or should I say www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. It's been real, man. I want everyone to have a wonderful day. Be safe getting home, and a very, very super happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there. Because without you, my goodness, where would we be as men? Man, because you make things happen when most people can't. It's definitely, we honor you in the Teddy Bear's cup at the door with extra honey, a lot of love. What was it? My man, Mr. Kirk Whalum. You said, oh, you got some Kirk Whalum? Yes, we did. From his brand new album, my goodness, man, it was definitely an honor to have Kirk on the show, man, and his entire album is just on a whole nother level. My goodness, love covers. And one of these tracks, one of my favorite tracks from the new album, is called What This Is, featuring Donnie McCarklin. So let's get into it. Keep it soulful. And as in always, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.